Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show.
Hello and welcome to today's Wisdom Wednesday. I'm Dr. Susanna Alter.
And it's Dr. Ben here.
And we're both naturopathic doctors who support individuals in reversing disease and reclaiming optimal health through whole food plant-based nutrition and mind-body medicine. And in these Wisdom Wednesday calls, we love to cover the topics of innate peace, innate well-being, innate wisdom through the lens of mind, thought, and consciousness. And
we're really excited about this episode. I think this episode is an important one, even though we haven't even said anything yet. We'll see if it's an important one. You'll let us know, right? But we are going to be talking about that feeling of restriction that, let's face it, I think a lot of us might feel. I don't feel restricted. Susanna, do you feel restricted?
I don't feel restricted.
So maybe we'll share some nuggets about what we feel. But we certainly hear a lot of people sharing their feeling of restriction with us in the community, et cetera, when it comes to diet and lifestyle, specifically, you know, whole food, plant-based nutrition, but people can feel restricted when, if anything. So I think this conversation will certainly translate beyond diet and lifestyle, but we're going to share in the context of diet and lifestyle. But before we do.
Announcement. That tomorrow night is October, 14th. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, we're hosting a free live event, a 90-minute Zoom event, all on all the goodness that we talk about in these Wisdom Wednesday calls.
Well, more specifically, the brain-body connection. It's the brain-body connection wisdom workshop, and it is on Zoom, so you got to register to get the link. There is a link below. There will be a link below. You'll find it. alter.health/brain-body-wisdom-workshop, something like that.
Yes. And there's a link in our Facebook group, of course, to sign up as well.
Yeah. So the feeling of restriction. Have you ever felt it, Susanna?
Oh, yes. Oh, totally. I feel restriction on a regular basis.
Oh, what do you say more?
Well, what I mean by that is restriction from my thinking. And it's not really about whole food plant-based eating.
But where, like, in what context do you feel restriction?
Oh, well.
And on that regular basis?
Well, I might feel restriction in the sense of, like, I'm restricting myself from being in the present moment because I'm so absorbed.
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, you asked me if I ever feel restriction, and that's a very open-ended question, well, Ben.
And then you answered by saying on a regular basis. So I want to know more about what you mean when you say you feel restriction on a regular basis.
Okay, maybe I feel constriction on a regular basis, but not restriction.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, to be honest, I honestly can't recall a time where I felt restricted. But that being said, do you feel restricted, listeners out there, when it comes to what you should be doing? Because I think my understanding of, I guess I'm not an expert on the feeling of restriction, but that being said, I'm maybe an expert on the feeling of unrestriction and freedom, which, hey, there's something to be said for that, right? So my understanding of those who have a tendency to feel restriction with what they should be eating, how they should be moving, diet, exercise, these sort of things, is that little word in there that I just already said, the should, you know, the should word. And whenever we catch ourselves saying the should word, there's gonna be some restriction in there, because it's like, I should be doing this, but I'm not. I'm doing this, and I'm doing this in a way that has judgment. So if I do push myself over there from a judgmental place, then when I get into whole food, plant-based nutrition, when I get into the exercise routine, when I'm getting to whatever practice or process I should be doing, I'm going to feel like I don't want to be over there. I want to be over here. So in a nutshell, the shoulding that we do in this, in our thinking, I believe is what's creating that feeling of restriction. But what do you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. What's coming up for me is actually recently on Instagram, I shared some, you know, just kind of a random stream of consciousness kind of thing. And I just brought up in the conversation, it came up on how, like, you know, well, I think the world would be a healthier place if everyone did eat whole food, plant-based, but I would never force it upon people to eat whole food, plant-based. And, you know, I was kind of talking about something else, but someone left in the comments like, oh, that's what it was about. I was thinking about this idea of like, what if everything we ever thought wasn't true? And I was talking about how like challenging beliefs is kind of a really interesting process. Like, oh, wow, like what if, you know, of course I think whole food plant-based eating is like the way to go. But like, hey, like if someone were to bring some juicy tidbit of science saying otherwise, like I'd be open-minded to give it a look, right? But anyway, this person shared in the comments, if you're really interested in having your beliefs challenged, check out this book, blah, blah, blah. It's about intuitive eating. And it talks about how, you know, kind of restrictive diets, like the whole food plant-based diet, can actually like really, you know, create negative relationships between people and food. And so it was so interesting for me to read that comment, because I was seeing how, yeah, this person sees the whole food plant-based diet or a vegan diet as restrictive because it doesn't include animal products. It doesn't include, you know, such and such and such. And if you're coming from a place of, I want to eat animal products and I want to eat processed food, then yeah, it would be really restrictive to follow a whole food plant-based diet. However, I reflected on my journey of how I came into whole food plant-based eating. And, you know, and when I'm really honest with myself here and saying that I don't feel any restriction in this lifestyle, it's because all along the way, I really was tuning into intuition. I really was allowing wisdom to guide that process. And slowly, slowly, I realized how meat wasn't serving me. I slowly realized how processed foods weren't serving me. And eventually, it just became common sense for me not to eat them. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect either. There are some times when I do, I would use the word allow, but it's not even that I allow myself to eat processed food. It's that I choose to eat a processed food because I feel inspired to in that moment. So I don't put those rules on myself, you know, of those restrictive kind of thoughts on myself of, oh, Susanna, if you want a burrito, you can't eat it because that tortilla is made with processed flour or whatever. No, I'll make myself a delicious burrito. And I make a really good homemade burrito, by the way.
Oh my gosh, so good. Yeah.
So anyway.
Thinking about that burrito in phase 5 of our cleanse right now.
Right.
Well, as you were saying, Dr. Susanna, I was picking up on one thing that I think maybe, I don't want to say sets us apart, but like sets those apart who feel freedom versus those apart who feel restriction with the context of lifestyle, et cetera. And that is our focus is on health. Our focus is on, I'll use the term holistic health, well-being, peace. Our focus is, you know, and we make common sense choices that we are confident in that are going to give us the results that we desire in that space of holistic health and well-being, peace and freedom. And we know, you know, we have that personal, tangible, everyday experience of knowing how good it feels to flood our bodies with whole foods, you know, without restriction. And that's the other key thing, I think, right? Because a lot of people also restricting quantities. And the cool thing about whole food plant-based eating, you know, it is the only diet, quote unquote, that people can eat as much as they want and still experience optimal weight, you know, without caloric restriction. So in that vein, there is no restriction, like in terms of what we're allowing ourselves to indulge in. And quite frankly, I do feel like pretty much every meal is an indulgence because things taste so good. Things taste so good. And the health that we experience feels so good. So, you know, I'm satisfied moment to moment in like the short term, like dopamine, like eating fruits and vegetables, like, oh, this is really tasty. And I'm also satisfied in the bigger picture, long term, in the experience of health and freedom in my body. And I think that a lot of people approach food and approach lifestyle, approach exercise, approach life in general, oftentimes from like a place of discipline and practice and like, oh, I got to do this because I read this in a book and or listened to this in a podcast. So I got to do it. In other words, it's coming from outside. It's not an internally, intrinsically generated experience or thought that is inspired. So when it's coming from the outside, it's not going to stick. So maybe I'm allowing myself to get to the juicy nugget at the heart of this conversation, which is allowing that inspiration to be the driving force, the guidance, because that is never restricted. That is the opposite of restricted. That is limitless, right? That inspiration is limitless. And quite frankly, that's how I feel most of the time. I will say, you know, yesterday during phase four of our cleanse, and which is, you know,
quote, a different story. We're cleansing.
Quote unquote raw vegan. And it was snowing outside. And I was like, man, I want some soup, you know? And I was finding myself saying, okay, for this meal, I'm going to eat this. I should continue. I did have the should. I did last night. I should continue and process through this whole cleanse that I signed up for. I told myself I was going to do it.
Not only have you signed up for it, you're leading it.
Signed up for it. I'm leading it. I'm doing it. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. There was a little bit of conflict internally when it came to dinner time. And it was like smoothie, really cold smoothie. And it's 30 degrees outside. But anyways, it'll in that kind of moment, you know, when I just kind of take a step back, there still is no restriction because there's that. It's just, again, I'm making the inspired decision to follow through with that in that moment. Yeah. Wake up the next morning, more freedom, yeah. You know, go to bed, more freedom.
Yeah. And it's funny, last night, actually at the dinner table, I said out loud to Ben, I was like, gosh, I am not interested in a vegan diet. I mean, I am not interested in a raw vegan diet. Like, I would not feel satisfied eating only just raw fruits and vegetables. But here's the thing. Like, even though for me, eating a raw vegan diet might feel restrictive, there are raw vegan individuals who are living that lifestyle who don't feel restriction.
So back,
they're choosing from that inspired place of wanting to eat that way and following their intuition and eating that way.
So back to that, you said you read somewhere where it was like, you know, in your comments section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, you know, the comment section's full of all sorts of just sage wisdom, right? But anyways, you know, that experience of restriction is not
coming from the outside, right? That experience of restriction we can find in anything. We can feel restriction eating chicken wings. You know, it's like, oh, I wanted spicy hot and I only got mild, you know? We can feel restriction at Thanksgiving when we wanted sweet potatoes regular without the marshmallows on it. It's like, oh man. You know, we can have those thoughts running through us in any moment. So I guess the moral of the story is to understand that those restrictive thoughts come and go. What's true is that inspiration that bubbles up, guiding us to make informed decisions in our highest interest at any point in time.
Yeah. And actually this morning I was having a conversation with someone and I thought it was really interesting. This person actually wanted to interview me at some point because, on the topic of actually intuitive eating. And this person said, yeah, because you both promote intuitive eating. And I thought it was so cool. I thought it was so cool that they said that because, you know, we kind of market ourselves as whole food plant-based doctors, right? But this person has worked with us for a while now and understands that we are never about restriction. We are never about perfection. We are never about that top-down discipline because we know that that isn't sustainable in the long run. We are about finding that intrinsic wisdom or that intrinsic inspiration to eat in a way that really serves you. And of course, what we find is that when people are exposed to more education about how the body works and how nutrition works.
And how the mind works.
And how eating this way can be so powerful in reversing disease and all of this stuff that naturally they feel inspired. And then they start playing around with this way of eating and they see all these different, you know, creative culinary ways that they can prepare the plants and, you know, they have fun with it. And a lot of people find that freedom within this lifestyle. And so I would say that I am a proponent of intuitive eating because 100%. If someone is still wanting to eat a little bit of fish or a little bit of chicken or a little bit of that, I'm all for it. Go for it. But also I'm also a proponent of that individual understanding, you know, just how that's going to shift their physiology, how that might shift their healing course, for example. So making those informed decisions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, listening to that wisdom inside, right?
And I think it needs to be said that the feeling of restriction, the thinking of restriction, that sort of state of mind, if you will, in a moment based on the thoughts that we're believing and the story that we're creating, that is inconsistent with health. That in and of itself is inconsistent with health. So if we're eating the perfect whole food plant-based diet from a restricted place, then we've got constriction physiologically. We've got stress physiologically. So it doesn't really matter how many apples and bananas and green leafy vegetables you're going to eat. If you're in the space of restriction and constriction and stress physiologically, feeling uninspired, let's face it, inspiration is really the most powerful healing force on the planet. Way more healing than any fruits and vegetables. Let's go with that. Let's go with that. And of course, if we pair that and partner that inspiration with optimal nutrition, feeling inspired about fueling ourselves optimally, oh boy, we're unstoppable.
Oh yeah.
We're unstoppable.
That made me think of another conversation I had last week where someone was sharing how they felt like they would sit down and have these whole food plant-based meals, but like wasn't feeling it.
Can I just put some bacon bits and sour cream on it?
It wasn't that. It was that, you know, this person went from eating a plant-based diet, but was like, I don't know, we were playing around with some more like specific, we were just kind of, you know, playing around with maybe food intolerance stuff. You know, we were just kind of playing around with stuff.
Okay.
And this person was like, gosh, this meal, I sat down and there's just no excitement to eat it. And right then and there, I was like, oh no, we can't have that. Like we need to feel that connection with the food, the excitement, like this is going to nourish us and this is going to satiate us. Like that is what is just so healing about food, you know, when we have that relationship with food. So that's what I'm always going for, right? And so mm-hmm. as soon as someone is feeling any kind of restriction or whatever, it's like, oh, no. We need to look at that. We need to look at that and listen to what your wisdom is saying. So
couldn't agree more.
Yes.
So just a reminder as we're wrapping up, gosh, I think this is a good conversation that we just kind of peeked into. And speaking of more good conversations, we have them all the time. And we're going to be having a great one tomorrow on Zoom called the Brain Body Wisdom Workshop. And we'd love for you to join. And we'll, when you register, we'll send you the Zoom link. And if you have any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to leave a comment.
There's one comment I want to read because it's super high vibrational.
Okay.
Once I shifted my mindset with the aim of fueling my body versus mindless eating, I started enjoying a much better dining experience. Eating food that not only tastes great, but is great for me is a win-win. Yeah. Kudos to food freedom.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you, Illestine.
Yes.
And thanks everyone for tuning in. Sending you all peace and love, and look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye for now.